Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, let's go back to your phone call. Sorry to folks that I got off into that warren of argument for so long. Bishop in Illinois, you're on the air, Bishop. Thank you for holding.
Alex, the last time I talked to you was probably about 3 weeks after I started doing a talk show on an AM station. That was over 5 years ago I had you on.
Well, I didn't talk to you.
Yeah, most definitely. I'm still doing it strong and reporting and doing all kinds of things. But I wanted to talk about a couple of things you've brought up so far. And it's terrible to have to follow that past caller because you could go off on so many tangents. But media manipulation. I'm finishing up a master's degree, and I want to focus on the alternative media and the mainstream media and how they frame certain political activist groups. So I'm hoping in the future I can kind of touch base with you because I do want to focus on InfoWars, Prison Planet, you know, the Alex Jones Show as being an alternative media outpost, and how you frame political action versus how, say, you know, Fox News frames political action. So hopefully
they frame everything in little limited boxes to basically shunt political movements like a river, you know, diverting it away from real common sense into just a la-la land where they debate a bunch of minutia.
Right. And you know, just listening to some of the callers earlier, somebody mentioned a 9/11 conspiracy theory, what was it, a film festival over in the Bay Area.
Yeah, why would they even call their event a conspiracy theory event? No, it's a, it doesn't matter. Go ahead.
No, I'm right there with you. I turned the TV off weeks ago, or not weeks ago, but years ago. And now anything I see, even if it's online, you know, you just look around, and if you can critically digest what you're seeing, you can see all those tricks. They become so clear.
Well, it's not even tricks. Once the big national print TV, you know, does this stuff long enough, it just becomes the language, and people copy the false language in baloney, not even knowing. And it just becomes second nature. That's what's so crazy.
But yeah, media manipulation, it's unbelievable, and it's all, you know, agenda setting and how these particular things are framed. But I definitely want to be able to get a hold of you sometime in the very near future so I can interview you off the air, kind of get your feel for, you know, what your information outlet does for the alternative media. I'm also going to try to contact Democracy Now! And talk with them and review some of the shows from, you know, the alternative media, then also the mainstream media. But anyways, that aside, all this media manipulation, something else I wanted to contact you about was being able to help battle in this info war. Now, I know you've got so many listeners across the world, and a lot of them are media savvy, and a lot of them do have you know, experience with maybe being news gatherers. You know, you've got Luke Radowski with We Are Change and the media they put together.
He's a newsmaker. Because he does what the corporate prostitute media won't do. He goes and asks real questions like, hey, Gary Hart, you wrote a public letter saying the government stages terror attacks and threatening Iran to stage more if they don't submit. He's like, I didn't write that letter. And they go, here's the letter. And he goes, oh, I did write it. And suddenly he steps back and starts sweating. He goes, because then it's like a new rule. It's like they have these weird rules. Okay, you're a human, and then that's how they see it. You're not cattle. My little mind game didn't work. And he starts going, yeah, I did send a letter, but this is for high-level communication with government. They do need to know things will be done one way or another. And he started going, oh, yeah, we do stage him. Oh, it's in Truth Rising. He's, he can actually know. It's for them when they do the mind game and they go, I didn't write that letter. And they show it to him and he goes, I didn't write it. And he looks and he goes, okay, I did write it. He steps back and goes, I did write it. He just goes, whoa. They got glasses. They can see. Okay, well, let me tell you why I did it. And suddenly he sees him as like giant 8,000-pound goblins. He's like, I'm scared. What am I going to do here? These people know I'm a terrorist. And what's going to happen to me? All right, we'll be right back. Stay with us. Bob Chapman, your call's coming up. Guns and News. Stay with us. PrisonPlanet.tv.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy. The best you can buy.
You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
They're poisoning the water with fluoride. They're spraying the air with heavy metals. Why and what can you do to defend your family? This week at waterwebinar.com, in an all-new free live online webinar, Earth's most powerful cleansing secret is being revealed. A secret they don't want you to know about. Find out how to take fluoride and heavy metals out of your water and your body. Use it to neutralize deadly inorganic particles like lead, aluminum, even mercury, and remove these accumulated poisons from your body. Go to waterwebinar.com. A water secret so powerful, some have called it the number one threat to the entire New World Order health agenda. It was even used during Chernobyl to clean up nuclear contamination. Go to waterwebinar.com now and sign up for free to find out how to turn the worst water on this planet into pristine, clear drinking water which heals your body. You can take your water freedom into your own hands and defend yourself and your family from the globalist health agenda. Don't get left behind. It's your life, your water, your freedom. Fight for it. Go to waterwebinar.com now.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
PrisonPlanet.tv. I know I've been talking about this since yesterday, but the poll is now closed out with over 200,005 votes, and it's geolocated. You can only vote once. Ron Paul got 57.8%, but now in this new Orwellian world, 14.3 is basically almost half of 57, even though in the real world it isn't. Now, they had it even more skewed a day ago, and they got caught when he had 20-something more points than Mitt Romney. It barely on the graph was a millimeter bigger. And so they've gone ahead and expanded it out some. I guess Ron Paul is defeating them so bad their graph can't even go off the page. I mean, he's got 57.8% of the 100%, but we're told Bachman's a big leader with 1.8. Herman Cain with 3%. Newt Gingrich, you might as well elect Mao Zedong, has 4%. John Huntsman with 6. Rick Perry, 12.1. Mitt Romney, 14.3. And I can't believe my good friend last night went ahead and told me that he knew Rick Perry real well from a country club over many years when he was when he was agriculture secretary, and that Rick Perry was giving him anti-New World Order stuff. That makes it even worse, man. That's what I mean. That's what's so bad about Rick Perry, is that he knows all this stuff and has decided to sell out, but that he can also act like a patriot good because he used to be into it. I don't know. That really freaks me out. I wonder if the globalists like knowing that Rick Perry used to not like the New World Order. Because anybody with a, with their head screwed on is not going to like the New World Order. I mean, it's a bad vision of humanity. It's not a nice place to go. These are some ugly, ugly-minded people. I want to go to Yah and Robert and Don and Sheldon. Who's been holding the longest? We're going to get to Yah and then Sheldon and Don. We'll get to everybody here today. Otter. But going to Bob Chapman, Bob, we've seen the stock market plunging today. We've seen gold shooting back up. And I forgot, Zero Hedge is reporting that the federal government Goldman Sachs people are saying, hey, we can have the government come in and reduce gold price. So this is a pretty stunning statement. If you weren't aware of that, I can dig it out and then read it to you and get your take. But, Bob, good to have you here with us.
Well, thank you very much. And I wouldn't expect anything else in normally from Goldman Sachs or Citigroup or HSBC or JPM. Although a week ago, JPM said gold by the end of the year is going to $2,500 an ounce. And I think they said that because they thought it was going higher than that. And they hoped that their statement would keep it from going higher than that. These people are desperate. Well, Goldman Sachs comes out and says, well, you know, the government could sell gold. Well, the question is, where are they going to find it?
Aren't they in trouble on silver as well? I mean, how much real silver is there discovered and versus how much they're short on it?
Well, the U.S. government's been out of silver for 10 years. So they don't have any. I mean, that is an admitted fact. So they would have to go and have somebody lend it to them, or they would have to buy it. And if they bought it, they would make the price go up. So it's nothing but unfounded propaganda. And if it was going to affect the market, well, gee, the market's been all over the place today. I think it ended up 5 points. It's been flipping between 260 and 560 for the past 10 or 15 minutes on the plus side. And so there's plenty of action. They met their masters during this day. They tried to take it down. They couldn't do it. They just couldn't do it. There's too many physical buyers in there. And as I said last week, we touched 1,800. We're going to go back up to 1,900 again. It'll probably take a week or so and test that into day 1928. And they'll break it. How long will it take? I don't know, a week or two, three, four, five, six. And then we get 2,000, 2,200. Then what are they going to do then? Come out and say, well, we're going to take all of the gold out of everybody's fillings and we're going to sell it into the market. I mean, that's how stupid it is.
Well, they keep, as you know, two times in the last few months raised the margin. You know, how much money you have to put down to be in there manipulating it, and that's barely put the brakes on, only for a short period, then it races back up. But Zero Hedge, great inside sources. This is up at Infowars.com. But in this case, they're just linking directly to their insiders that leak them. Well, Goldman Sachs last week was saying internally to their big investors, we believe a total implosion's coming. Go ahead and sucker the public like they did with Timberwolf. You know, these people are scum. We're going to get them. You know, hey, did you feel the earthquake? Yeah, it was my wallet hitting the ground. Ha, ha, ha. But here's the headline. Goldman Sachs head gold trader. Authorities could intervene to slam down price of gold. From Goldman's head gold trader, Zach Dabalia. And it goes to the quotes to say the source of this flow seems hard to pin down, with some speculating over whether authorities were concerned with the signals of an accelerating gold price and its impact on other fragile markets, are exposing their paper markets. However, official sector activity with the PWM is already using this latest dip to reaccumulate, and it may be the case that the market is already close to clean positions at even higher prices. Despite the much higher volume, we are happy to own short date 1-2 MTH high stakes, more than flat price positions, in the current environment. And then it goes on to talk about the government stepping in to try to suppress it. What is all this coded babble mean?
Nothing. It is babble. And they don't have any gold. And if they do, they're not going to use it to try to manipulate the market. They're just not going to do it. And so, you know, it's a big secret. No audits since 1954. So we don't know what they've got. Are they going to do borrow it from Germany, or did they already sell that off? We never heard whether they gave Germany delivery. That was almost 2 years ago.
Yeah, and what about Chavez demanding his 144 tons out of England?
What's that?
What about Chavez demanding his gold from England?
Well, I thought that was a good idea by Mr. Chavez, and hopefully he'll get delivery. It'll be interesting to see if he does, because if he doesn't, that means they don't have the gold to deliver, and they'll have to go find it someplace. Either they'll try to play him in dollars, and he's going to say, I don't want dollars. I want my gold. Now go get it.
And it is the dictator's gold. I guess the dictator wants it from the, I think he's been elected, but he's chicaned that position. You know, Chavez beating the free trade area of the Americas and stuff, that was an example of a blind hog finding acorns. But overall, he is more and more cracking down. And I've talked to folks that are in Venezuela. They say that his communism is just destroying the country. So it's an example of the bankers are rotten and horrible, and Chavez is rotten. But I guess in a way, you know, he's less rotten because he's not putting cancer viruses in our vaccines like the globalists are. What do you think of the whole Muammar Gaddafi situation? They keep saying they're going to kill him, they're going to kill him, they're going to kill him. But now they admit, notice Libya's left the front pages, and they admit now the rebels don't have a bunch of the cities. And it's just a horrible civil war, 30-plus thousand dead. Quite a humanitarian intervention, Bob.
Yeah, another one. You know, they keep on bettering themselves all the time in their effort to relieve the people from the earth, or the useless eaters, as they call them. I noticed nothing has been said about the gold. We were told the other day that in the process of the last 6 months that Mr. Gaddafi had sold 12 tons of gold. Well, he had a lot more than that. The question is, where is it? We don't know. We haven't been told. Did he take it to Algeria with him? Is he really in Algeria?
Well, undoubtedly, he wouldn't be able to transport all that, so I'm sure the rebels have gotten large caches of it, and we'll never hear where that went either. Into some politicians' hands, undoubtedly. This is just rape and rapine going on at an expanded level. Bob, I wanted to bring up another issue. This is old news for us, but you know, we've always known that the euro was meant to take over countries, get them into debt through fraud, take over the ministers, implode them into a greater, more dictatorial union. But they're going right to the end game and saying it's a financial union run by banks, no more power for the countries, fully conquered. The country's been conquered by the Ponzi scheme operators that induced their leaders to sign on to their debt. So, I mean, this is wild. You pay off the leaders to sign on to your debt, and then you become the dictatorial rulers and take everybody's pension funds for yourself. This is just incredible, and raise all these new VAT taxes. And now they're just all over the talking point. Yes, there's going to be a new financial order, and it's going to kind of merge with the new American order. I mean, they're going right to this banking authority, not with a bang, but with a whimper, Bob.
Where they're going for everything, and it's brazen and arrogant. They don't care what you think. They're telling you we're going to steal everything you've got. And I think the German people may stop them. It'll be interesting to see if they can get this legislation passed to continue to fund the bailout for these countries that are insolvent or close to being so. And if that passes, I would think that there would be some pretty nasty things going on in Germany, like demonstrations and riots. And I wouldn't be surprised if they didn't try to assassinate some of the members of the Bundestag, which would have okayed this legislation. It's a pretty hot topic there.
Yeah, and, stop right there. Stop right there. I want to come back to break and get you to elaborate on this because it's so central. When I was Well, I'll tell the story when we come back. It's just when I was driving home Tuesday night, I shot a video about it. I listened to five different speakers on Bloomberg all say the same thing. And they actually said, well, I'll tell you what they said when we come back with Bob Chapman.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why? When you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vapriate e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning, e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Take the first step in home security. Install the Door Sentinel. Standard locks, deadbolts, and security systems can't prevent forced entry. The Door Sentinel provides door kick-in protection and can be added to your existing security system. The Door Sentinel is easy to install and will turn your home into a fortress. Make the call, 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Or visit them at SENTINEL securitygroup.com. SentinelSecurityGroup.com.
Democrats, Republicans, have you had enough? Want real change? Then change yourself. Join a new political party formed to liberate the American people from the banksters who have overthrown the Republic. If you agree with maximum liberty, limited government, and traditional morality, then you agree with American Third Position. Get more information now. Call 800-513-4928 or go to a3p.me. That's A, the number 3, p.me. It's time to take America back.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you'd like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
Hey Brian, if you could do just one thing today to ensure your family's food security, what would it be?
That's easy, Bill. I'd head straight to soupbeansurvival.com.
Soupbeansurvival.com?
I know, Bill, it sounds crazy, but this ancient secret has been around for over 8,000 years, and it truly is nature's super survival food.
Really, Brian? The number one survival food? Well, certainly the forgotten survival food.
Absolutely, Bill. The folks at SoupBeanSurvival.com scoured our planet to find the very best heirloom seeds, to truly find nature's super survival food.
Brian, these aren't grocery store beans, are they?
No way, Bill. You're not going to find these beans in any grocery store. These are the absolute highest quality beans in the world. Visit SoupBeanSurvival.com. That's SoupBeanSurvival.com for all the information you're going to need for nature's super survival food.
No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now. No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now.
Okay, your calls are coming up in the next segment. We're back with Bob Chapman. I want to get into all the 9/11 fear-mongering with Bob. Bob, they have now run at least 10 TV ads, and we're seeing them now air on the different television sets we've got here around the office. We've recorded some. Got a new report coming out later by Paul Watson on it. They've now got at least 10 ads. Well, some of them aren't even ads. They're like little mini TV shows, 10, 15 minutes long, depending on which one. But some are only about 30 seconds long, a minute long. where you'll have 50 terrorists in one 15-minute show, and one person's not white who's a terrorist. All the people reporting the terrorist are quote minorities. And then now I've seen a whole bunch of other ads where all the terrorists are white, and everyone reporting them is a minority. This is 100% naked in our face to completely rebrand. Okay, the brown people are the terrorists. That was the earlier branding. But we're going to not profile. We're going to stick our hands down everybody's pants to know it's now the Tea Partiers. And you've got the vice president, all these others saying the Tea Partiers are terrorists. They're going to kill us. So I see a prime mover. Like, I need to get Kurt Nemo or somebody to do a story on this. This came out 3 days ago, 4 days ago. This came actually on 9-6. It's 9-9 right now. That on Memorial Day, Labor Day, Monday, the police tried to smuggle huge kegs of plastic explosives through Terminal 4. And then once they got through, of course, they're supposed to use inert explosives in drills in test. Then it was, quote, stolen. I mean, number one, they don't use real explosives in drills. Number two, what's the chances of the explosives being stolen? This just means somebody got wise that it wasn't a drill. They were trying to get it on the aircraft. This is the standard way to do it. They pick a name on the plane that sounds like they can sell it. They plant something on the Patsy's computer after they raid their house or even beforehand, you know, after they've died in the suicide bomb or after they've got them in custody. And they blow an aircraft up. And I think this Phoenix Police Admit Mistake and Stolen Explosives case is that. And they could have been a Tea Party or you name it, but this article is big. Here it is. Explosives stolen from Phoenix Airport have been found, police say. Police recovered a potentially dangerous container of explosives stolen during a training exercise at Sky Harbor Airport in Phoenix. Authorities, not servants, said the missing cooler was found Monday morning when a motorist in Phoenix spotted the container on the side of the road and alerted police. A bomb squad with the Phoenix Police Department, oh, the same folks that did it with the feds, called folks that did it, was called to the scene and determined that the items inside the container had not been tampered with. And it goes on to say, and there's images of the bombs in another article, plastic explosives. Bob, hey, why would they be trying to ship real plastic explosives through the airport onto a plane, A? And then B, statistically, that cooler gets stolen and then ends up on the side of the road. Did their patsy get wise and just get rid of it?
That's a hard call because was there a patsy? And also, if they want to get it through the airport, they have no problem doing so because of the police. So I think it was just a setup, and probably the suspect will be a member of the Tea Party. What else?
Oh, I get it. They'll claim that a Tea Partier stole the government's bombs. Because clearly they don't, you know, real explosives in a thing, and then they get stolen and then left on the side of the road. It's just the reason I actuary in, and the prime thing that pops up is, you know how they say, oh, you're part of a drill, they blow you up on a train. It turns out there's a drill of it happening, the exact thing. Or 9/11, they think they're part of a drill to see if they alert air marshals that are in test. And we know that's what happened there, at least how they set up the decoys. I mean, that's what I see here is that somebody got wise and something happened.
And, you know, when they have exercises, they don't use live or C4 or something like that. I mean, they use dummies.
Yeah, well, or they have something that looks like a bomb and put a little residue on it to test the sniffers. You don't have a big keg of plastic explosives. I mean, these people make me want to throw up.
I mean, the things that they do are so dumb. You know, it's not only the local law enforcement, but the federal government as well. The stories they come up with are just mind-blowing. It's dumb. It's just another effort, I think, to make people think that there's some real terrorists out there who might have intercepted what the government was doing or what the police were doing. I mean, there's a lot of angles to this. It's hard.
Yeah, the police could have stopped the feds. That's another point. But then the cops, that's what I said earlier, don't want to get busted for doing the right thing, so they just stick it on the side of the road.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
What would you do with a check for $25,000? What if you could eliminate all of your credit card debt in 90 days and keep all of your money? Hi, I'm Jason Davenport, and I've just completed ZeroDebt100.com, a program that stops and prevents debt collections of all kinds, including debt collectors and foreclosures, with guaranteed results. Forget loan modification. Zero Debt showed me how to get the banks to pay my property taxes and insurance while stopping my foreclosure without paying one dime. An attorney tried to garnish my wages, but the court denied his request because of what I file from the Zero Debt program. Find out how I did this by calling Zero Debt today at 800-477-9256. Tell them Jason sent you and ask for the Zero Debt special and the free bonus promotion about stopping an IRS levy and getting your money back. Tell them Jason sent you and call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit www.zerodebt100.com.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. You all know I've worked for years with Steve Shank and eFoods Direct. I have eFoods for my own emergency food supply. You know, Steve, life is different now for all of us, isn't it?
Very different. People are using this great food to survive the present hurricane season, and we've already had $40 billion worth of damage from floods, storms, quakes, and droughts. And that's just the first 8 months of this year. Natural disasters are newsworthy, but only touch a few of us Americans. The huge issue of the greatest depression is on everyone's mind. The unemployment, the loss of homes, lost businesses, and skyrocketing food costs are hitting every American. So everyone needs food security.
Folks, this month you will get free shipping on every food order from eFoods Direct. That's right. Every order gets free shipping starting September 6th. Get stocked up with the best storable foods out there with eFoods Direct and be prepared for any emergency before it happens. To take advantage of this special, call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Okay, if you're watching on PrisonPlanet.tv, I want to direct you to look at the screen. We've got this great work of David Dees up there. He puts out fake magazine covers occasionally to illustrate the absurdity of this insane world. And on the cover of the magazine, this is on the right-hand bottom corner of Infowars.com, if you want to go look at it, it's Sheeple Magazine, Land of the Fee, Home of the Slave. And it's the August-September 2011 edition. The beautiful sheeple, fat, poor, and loving it. It goes on to say 9/11, 10 years of not asking questions. Other part of the issue, Japan, a little radiation can't hurt. Libya slaughter, NATO drops bombs of peace. And then above that, the big magazine cover is a frog in a boiling pot with blue flame under it saying, slowly increasing the heat, don't worry, he won't jump out until it's too late. Under that, it then says, police state, 400 taser deaths in U.S., chemtrails, fluoride, MSG, GMOs, mandatory toxic vaccines for babies. That is a really good magazine, and that's actually how it should read. I thought I'd add here, ladies and gentlemen, that Midas Resources has brokers there on the weekend as well, and there's a whole laundry list of Buffaloes, American Eagles, Franks, British Sovereigns, where you can call and say, I want the radio special, and you'll get the prices from the last big dip. If not, it's very competitively priced, extremely competitively priced already at Midas Resources. You can give them a call at 800-686-2237. You've got to tell them it's the Alex Jones Radio Special, and they'll read you a long list of specials. They've got specials like two silver dollars with the shipping included for $88. Now, that's already a great deal. Okay, you can't get two silver dollars anywhere for $88. It's very hard. And that's shipping included. Then you get a free book, Big Brother, the Orwellian Nightmare Come True, big, thick, excellent read by Mark Dice. And then on top of it, American Dream, 35-minute animated film about the history of the bankers that anybody would watch. It's extremely entertaining, great for sheeple. The info is awesome, but it's really, it's amazing. So get the DVD and get the book free, $88 and two silver dollars. 800-686-2237, 800-686-2237. Also, don't forget, on Infowars.com, we've got the Save the Republic Ron Paul 2012 t-shirts. On the back, it says Legalize Freedom, Infowars.com. So it's a nice Ron Paul, Alex Jones, Infowars.com variant shirt. And then another one that's my favorite, When Fascism Goes to Sleep, It Looks Under the Bed for Ron Paul. That's on the front, and Infowars.com on the back. I actually forget what's on the back. Will you click on it for me? And we've got the camouflage, Don't Tread on Me, Infowars shirt, hats that I love. The Liberty or Death snake version. We've got it all. I got good eyes, but not that good. Yeah, it just says Ron Paul. Or what does it say? I still can't see it. Ron Paul 2012, Infowars.com. Thank you so much. So that's all available at Infowars.com as well. And don't forget, I'll be on tonight, 7 o'clock. Aaron's been spending a week putting together the 10 smoking guns of 9/11. It's going to be about a 10-minute report tonight in the 30-minute report. I'm going to keep it to 30 minutes tonight. Richard Gage is joining us. I got a bunch of other news, of course, the very start of it. And we've done a field report. They're finishing up going out and interviewing people on the street about 10 years later. So tonight, InfoWarsNews.com or PrisonPlanet.tv. Going back to Bob Chapman. Hey, Bob, is that a good deal? And I want your honest view on this. I know we have another special. You get a Frank. I forget, it's a very low price. Check today's price. And then you get a free subscription to the International Forecaster for a year. That's also one of the other specials at 800-686-237. But how good of a deal is two silver dollars for $88 with shipping, a book, and a DVD on top?
It's probably underpriced by 50%.
But we're bad.
In other words, if you went and bought it, you'd pay twice as much.
But we're still bad, though, because we told folks to buy silver at $5. And now it's, where is silver right now?
Oh, it's 41.44 off $1.09, and gold's off 5.40 right now.
It's been shooting up and down as the stuff ping pongs. So I don't know.
Well,
folks,
it's the government trying to knock it down, and the physical buy-ins from China and India and other countries, they're in there buying what they think is very cheap gold and silver.
Well, remember, gold, until they devalued their currency or attempted to this week, gold's gotten cheaper in Switzerland in the last 5 years. I mean, it's the dollar devaluation that's causing this, correct? Gold isn't really going up, is it, Bob?
You might put it that way, yes. But the Switzerland has kept even, but there's been some years out of the last 11 that they have fallen behind the price of gold. If you take the nine major currencies and each year you compare them with the prices of gold or silver, then you'll find that both gold and silver are up more than 20% each year against those nine currencies. But within that nine currency structure, the Swiss franc has done the best. But I don't know about the future. You know, they're pegging the thing at 120, which means it can't go any higher. So I would think that people who might have gone since they made that fix, so to speak, and in the future, they probably would have been buying gold instead.
But my point is, I get emails saying, well, gold's, you know, almost $1,900. You know, it's too late to get it. Well, when it was 265, was it too late? When it was 400, was it too late? When it was 800, 1,000, 1,200, 1,500, 1,600, 1,700, 1,800, 1,900? When it's 3,000, will it be too late to get it? Because they're devaluing the dollar. People are like, why is it so much? And I'm like, the dollar is being devalued. And because they're signaling they're going to devalue it further, people are trying to get a hedge. And now it's not even becoming a hedge. It's becoming, I mean, I was even listening to Bloomberg, and they had all these top financial experts who usually are busy lying all day. And they were talking about 5,000, 3,000. They were debating, will it be 5,000 a year or 3,000? Look, I don't know. I'll be happy if gold's 1,500 bucks in a year. I don't buy it as an investment. I buy it as a backup because these currencies cannot be trusted. But my gut tells me and history tells me, you know, next year sometime we're going to be looking at 2,500. Now, Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan, what they're saying 2,500 this year. Whatever. The point is I've never sold a stinking piece of silver or gold I've bought, Bob. And gold could go up to 10,000 tomorrow. I'm not selling it because I'm not going to cash the gold in for more fiat garbage. When this all planes out and something new comes out and it starts over, I know my gold is going to save my investment versus losing it in hyperinflation. So I know I'm better off. Is it perfect? No. But we've been totally correct. And it's been the smart move, the only move. And then we get attacked and criticized. It's like saying, this guy told me to buy stock in Ford Motor Company, you know, for 2 cents a share, and it went up to 20 bucks a share a year later. It's a bad deal. This guy told me to, you know, buy stock in Apple, before it went up 400%. I hate him. This guy told me not to walk in front of a train. He's scum. I mean, is it just that some people are mad, Bob, that they didn't get into gold and silver, and so they still, I mean, because I've had family. I told you the story. Extended family laugh at me that I'm right about gold. It's like, ha ha, you've had 5, 6, 7, 8-fold increase when everybody else hasn't. You're crazy. And I'm like, okay, are you mentally ill? I don't even say that. I just go, yes. How are those mashed potatoes? You know, it's, yes. I'm crazy. Yes. I mean, what is this?
Well, it tells you a lot about people. And if they don't think it can happen and they don't act on it, then they don't talk about it. But if it goes up and you did it and you said it was going up, they will attack you because you've been right. It's just like the guy who is a great star in whatever field he's in. And everybody wants to knock him down. It's part of human nature. I mean, I was one of the top stockbrokers in the world. I mean, it was endless, the attacks. And I still get them as a writer. And I just ignore them. I get too busy, scheduled, and too much to do that's positive to listen to that garbage.
Yeah, and it's not the criticism in my mind, Bob. It's that I feel sorry for them. But I guess losers like to try to pull other people down. I just don't get it. When I see somebody successful and they've done it through hard work, I admire them, and I feel good that humanity's doing well. You know, I think more and more, I want your view, and we're going to calls on this, Bob, that you can break people into 50 different groups if you want, or 1,000, or 5 different groups. But at the end of the day, there's 2 groups. There's destructive people that hate other humans and don't like others being successful, whether they're successful or not successful. They just don't like it. And then there's people that like goodness and success and are optimistic and believe we can succeed and like seeing other people do good. Because I remember being a kid and being shocked that people would be jealous that I was really good looking when I was younger. Or they would get really jealous when I came into a restaurant with a beautiful woman. And I don't understand that, you know, people versus folks that like you because you're good looking or smart or whatever. And then there's others who hate you. Do you see what I'm saying?
Oh, yes. I've experienced it. I've known people for 20 or 30 years. And all of a sudden, they become insanely jealous of me. And it's very disheartening because, you know, fundamentally, you like the people, but people change because they say what you just said. How can he be so successful? How can he be right all the time? How can he be so good looking? And so, just like you've stated here, but that doesn't make up much of the population, I don't think. I think maybe at the very outside, it might be 15%.
I agree, but the media is trying to make people artificially like that.
Could be. Could very well be. Any sort of discontent is what they like. Anything. I mean, look at divorces. And then you have children. I mean, I coached for 35 years. Almost every team I had of 12 kids, 8 didn't have one parent or the other.
And they do that to their children.
A long time.
And I've been
but
studying
government
it.
Government likes that because it makes the people dependent on government, not on mom or dad.
Yeah, and they sell it. I've been studying, and I'm not blaming women, but if you look at it, women are sold now that it's really cool to get divorced, and they're the boss, and they rationalize when children are 4 to 3 times, depending on which actuary, likely to end up on drugs, in prison, ruined lives if they're divorced. And it's like, and some men are badly too, but I mean, do you agree with my statement that more and more women just think it's really cool to get a divorce?
Yes, I do, and there's another factor here. I heard from a lot of young men and men under 50, especially in their 30s, that haven't been married. They'll run into someone who hasn't been married either, and they'll get married, and they'll have a couple of children, and the wife will say, I don't think I want to live with you anymore. And then what happens, you find out that the woman, from the time she was perhaps 16 until she was 30, only had lesbian relationships. There's a lot of that going on.
And they're just using you to have the kid and then pay them child support. You notice women don't have to pay it in most cases. They sit there, they get your kids, and they like it, and they love it. And the kids are all screwed up, and society's collapsing, but they don't care because the women shows and the TV tell them they're winning. And they love it. Just, oh, it's so scientific. Now, Hitler said...
Well, I've seen it firsthand, and on the other side of the coin, the life of the male involved gets all messed up as well. And usually he doesn't want to get married again because of the dreadful experience that he had. You know, you come home, and there's your wife and her girlfriend and a kiss... kitchen and they're kissing.
And they say, hey, your money's mine, pal. Get out of here. By the way, we're going to shoot the kids up with... And then the women even like it when the kids get an illness from the vaccine. Then they get to take them and hook them all up with the wires and get attention when the kid dies. Just a real sick society.
You said it. And it's not only in America. It's in other places as well.
Well, Hitler said...
Society's so volatile today. That's why you see the demonstrations and the rioting throughout the world. Yes, they're frustrated, but the cohesion of society, all societies, is not what it was, say, in the 30s, 40s, and 50s, which is nearby, because the government has destroyed deliberately the family unit.
Unbelievable. Let's take some calls. Yah in Colorado, you're a champion holder there. You're on the air with Bob Chapman. Go ahead.
Yes, my name is Yesah.
Okay, I'm sorry. They only had they had it broken in two. So go ahead.
Okay, yeah. I wanted to make 2 comments and ask you a question. My first comment was about that woman caller. You shouldn't have paid her any mind. She didn't have any idea what she was talking about. She said she listened to you for 6 years, but obviously she hasn't been. And even if she did disagree with you, I disagree with you, but on 5% of what you say, but that's not the major deal. It's about the big things we agree on. We should agree on that they're trying to kill us. And
yes,
that should be the biggest point of it all.
Yeah, why don't we make it about Alex Jones or Yasab or Bob Chapman? This is about the globalists are attacking everybody. They don't care if you're Christian, Muslim, atheist. The New World Order is jacking with the food and the water of everybody. They're playing God, and we're all fighting with each other.
Exactly. That's my whole point. We're fighting. That's how they get us. We have a disagreement on one little thing, and then we're fighting with it. And then I don't like you, and I don't like you for this reason. But they're still doing the same thing. They're killing us. And people need to understand that. My second point is, all, like I said, 9/11, and they're killing us in any kind of way and taking our freedom away. And these Christians don't understand what they have. They think they have to stand down because they think they're going to get raptured. But they don't realize in history, in for 1,800 years, most theologians and people that believe in the scriptures, they knew that the rapture was going to happen at the end when all the tribulation was over.
A five-year-old could read that. It says when the angel comes and grabs the devil and puts him in the pit, that's when the dead in Christ rise. A five-year-old can understand that. You're absolutely right.
Exactly. And it was a British evangelist, John Nelson Garvey, that started that in the 1900s. So
yep.
People, they need to research and do their history. And another question, my question
all right,
is...
I want you to finish. This is a great call. We'll do 5 minutes overdrive with Bob so we can get to Don, Sheldon, Otter, Robert. We'll get to everybody, but quickly finish. Caller, when we come back, we'll get Bob Chapman's take on this.
Why is it so many people suffer from so many illnesses today? Why don't doctors know how to help you? Could it be that our doctors don't know how because there's a nutrition solution and they only know about drugs? Over 68 diseases are known to be connected to a deficiency of glutathione. The missing ingredient to increasing your body's production of glutathione is cysteine. Raising your glutathione production protects you from cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. Nature's richest source of cysteine is unheated whey. Heating can damage much of the cysteine. One World Whey is the first undamaged whey protein powder on the market. Using One World Whey may support optimal glutathione production unlike any other food or supplement you've ever taken. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Optics Planet is calling all hunters, shooters, and outdoorsmen. It's time to gear up. As the best online retailer of rifle scopes, red dot sights, lasers, and other firearm accessories, Optics Planet has a special deal to offer GCN listeners. You may already know OpticsPlanet.com has the best selection of weapon lights, holsters, night vision, binoculars, and tactical gear on the planet. With incredibly low prices, free shipping on most orders, and USA-based phone support, Optics Planet is the online retailer of choice for discerning gun owners and outdoor enthusiasts. Featuring Loophole, Blackhawk, EOTech, Crimson Trace, Night Force, Trigicon, Surefire, over 700 top brands. For a limited time, head to opticsplanet.com/GCN to get a free Streamlight Keymate, the world's most powerful keychain light with purchase. That's opticsplanet.com/GCN or call 800-332-OPTICS right now to speak with an Optics Planet product specialist. 800-332-6784.
By the way, if you want to get the truth out about 9/11 and help fund our operation, you can get four of our 9/11 films for $19.95. We're only running this special till next Friday, and I never even plugged it. It's been up for a few weeks. You can get 9/11 Chronicles, excellent. Martial Law, it's almost 3 hours long. 9/11, The Road to Tyranny, and The Masters of Terror for $19.95 at InfoWars.com. Okay, real fast, going back to the caller in Colorado. I don't want to mispronounce your name. You said Yassab. Is that correct, sir?
Yassab.
Okay, Yassab, because they had it, Y-A-H-S-O-B. But go ahead and finish your point.
Okay, let me just finish about the Christians. If they think they, or this fake Christian, if they think they're going to make it to heaven for not standing up for what's right and what's righteous, they're sadly mistaken. Okay, going back to the question, I have a question there. Do you know anything about the King Alfred plan?
King Alfred plan, Chapman.
Don't know, never heard it.
It rings a bell with me, but I can't remember what it is. Go ahead, caller, tell us what it is.
It's basically about how they're going around the world and killing up all the colored people. But then they revised it in the Rex 84 about how they're going to do in America with all the black people. They put the Hispanics on it, too.
No, I was aware of the King Alfred plan. Yeah, no, it's admitted. The King Alfred plan was a fictional CIA-led scheme supporting an international effort to eliminate people of African descent. Specifically, it defined how to deal with the threat of black uprising in the United States. The plan first appeared in John A. Williams' novel, The Man Who Cried, I Am, a fictionalized account. But again, it goes into the fact that it was probably something mirroring real plans like Rex 84. Bob, any comments?
No. Now that you speak of it, I've heard of the plan, but I really don't know much about it.
All right, sir. I got to jump and get to a few other people. Good to hear from you. Okay, let's I just lost my phone list, I tell you. This computerized phone system drives me insane. John, who's up next there? Don in Michigan. You're on the air. Go ahead. Hey, Don.
Is that Don in Michigan?
Yep, that's you, buddy.
Oh, okay, it broke up. I'm sorry. Hey, real quick, I know you're running short on time, and I don't mean to keep addressing Nina, but I want to let her know that a couple people that scared me more than her virgin husband or her people or whatever she wants to call them is John McCain and Joe Lieberman. Any persons, including a U.S. Citizen, can be detained for the duration of a conflict, the Enemy Belligerent Act. So the hair would stand up on my neck more running into John McCain at 7-Eleven than it would her husband. So
well, that's right. They try to scare us with the Muslims and then try to put in these laws to just have us disappear into a dungeon. And the government says they can do that. Obama says that.
Right. And then I'm trying to be really quick because I know you're running out of time. But another point I want to make was, do you want a pretty doctor to give surgery to your three-year-old, or do you want somebody with an excellent record? And my point there is, do you want somebody with pretty hair like Romney or Perry, or do you want Ron Paul with a perfect record? I'm going to pick Ron Paul with a perfect record to take care of my kid.
Exactly. I want the specialist who has the best record of success, not the little cutesy doctor. That's what you check for. And that's I'm going to steal that analogy. Did you come up with that? Because that is very effective to say, hey, what? You're going to a doctor. It isn't about looks. It's about their record. And Ron Paul's got a perfect record.
Now, if I'm scared to death that my kid might be in danger, and I'm going to go look at their histories, I'm going to look at the best doctor, and I'm going to say, I don't care if you look like an ogre. But one last thing, because I'm trying to be really quick, because I know you're so short. Another idea for getting out the information. One thing I do, I've given out about 1,000 DVDs. And now that I've given them out to a lot of people I know, what I do is I just get the paper sleeves. They're cheap. Write the name of the DVD, write Infowars.com. And on the paper sleeve, write, Fate Had You Find It. Curiosity Will Have You Watch It. Leave it like on a newspaper box, a park bench, a bench outside of a store.
You're an awesome caller. I'm out of time for the official transmission. See you back Sunday, 4 to 6. We're going to come back for 5 minutes and finish up on Internet only. See you tonight, 7.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.